We learned this morning in the Amid all the different stories that took place. It was about Barada, about the Chaloimus, that he was Poisa, Latoiv, and Lera, dependent on if he got paid for it or not. He was a fraud. And at the end, the Gemara describes what his end was, how he was killed by the Romans and Misa Mishuna.
But the Gemara doesn't discuss about Tainis Chaloim.
We learned the other day about Shtein Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Chof, Legabe the Din of Hatovas Chaloim.
But Tainis Chaloim is not mentioned over here in the Gemara.
Tainis Chaloim is Kiyudua that a person is Mis'ana in Hilchas Shabbos Shteid Behedya, Afilu on Shabbos. We'll see if it's Negei HaLochel, it's Maise, Bizman HaZeh. But a person Be'etzim can be Mis'ana even on Shabbos for a Tainis Chaloim. But you need to be masive at Tainis Letanisa. You have to fast another day because at the end of the day you mavata the din oynik Shabbos. Those are lochim shulchan aruch in reish peches. Zok de mechaber mutil is anes by tainis chaloim on Shabbos. Lada be fast at tainis chaloim. Kedei she yikor gzar dinoy. It's since it's so severe at tainis chaloim is so severe in order to be goiz kareya de gzar dinoy. You lada fast even on Shabbos. However, you have to fast another day, the following day, to have a kapora, mashabit loinik Shabbos. So you need to have a tainis for the fact that you mevat loinik Shabbos. What's the pshat you mevat loinik Shabbos? Explain the achronim, because a person that's bedaiga the whole Shabbos because of his fast is gufa the biggest bitl to his oinik Shabbos. Mashainkin, the fasting. Even though he's not physically being nana now from the Oynik Shabbos, the fasting zehu tanugoi, that's his Oynik Shabbos. You can have a person having Oynik Shabbos by having bosor, v'dogim, v'chol matamim, that could be one Oynik Shabbos. And there's another Oynik Shabbos. You know what the Oynik Shabbos is? Fasting when you have a chaloim ra, so the tainis gufa is the Oynik Shabbos. Otherwise, how does Oynik Shabbos, how does Tainis override the Oynik Shabbos? Teretz says, that's my Oynik Shabbos. Now you have to be massive Tainis the Taniso. At the end of the day, you mevatel the physical Oynik Shabbos, which is the Achila Vishtiyah, that you couldn't do. Now, first of all, a few different halachas agabe Tainis Chaloim on Shabbos. Number one, state in Ramor Behedya in Tovkuf Samach Beis, that usually a Tainis, you have to, you don't say Aneinu, Yochad is Mekabel a Tainis, unless he's mekabel a tainis before. If you're not mekabel yom shelafonav, you don't say aneinu. By a tainis chaloim, you say aneinu, even if you're not mekabel yom shelafonav. And the Mishabura over there explains, because since min hashamayim, it's mutal is anos, chaloim ra, we'll see soon bizman hazeh, yroiv chaloim es achi huur de yoyma. But miyasoidoi, if you are going to, that a chaloim is min hashamayim, de mutal is anos, it's considered, zok the Mishabura, like you're mekabel the day before. The fact that you got this dream in Hashemayim is considered as if you were Mekabel, stating them a Kabbalah. The fact that they gave it to you, that's like a Kabbalah. Now, another important halacha, which is negeit, is stating Reish Chof over there. The Mishbura says that you're allowed to make a Hatovas Chaloim on Shabbos too. Since being with a Chaloim on you, either without a Hatovah, or without a tainis, is so severe, so you're allowed to do this maisa hatova on Shabbos. Someone can take three people after davening, zrizim, and make hatovas chaloim even on Shabbos. It's not called a tikkun mona, like being ma'asa on Shabbos. It's not called a tikkun at kerekach that it would be also to do on Shabbos. So the Mechaber says, mutalis anos. That's the first din. But you have to fast on Sunday because you fasted on Shabbos. Now, V'im toshash koichoy, if he's very weak, v'en yochel yis'ana shnei yom retzuf, and you end up fasting 2 days, so lo yis'ana b'yom rishon, v'yis'ana achakach, so you push it off for another time. Now, it's kedua that Chazanish held that bizman hazeh, we don't fast for chaloy mizroyim. So much so that Chazanish writes in Igris that he ignored chaloymis. He ignored chaloymis, most chaloymis after hirura de yoyma, like the Gemara says, it's what you think about during the day. That's why nobody dreams about an elephant going through a needle hole, because that's not what you think about during the day. So Mamela, we see it's Yehuda de Yoyma. And the most he says, say the Ribbono Shel Olam. Midina de Gemara, the Ribbono Shel Olam takes away bad chaloimis. Ki Yadua de Biskurov did make Tanesim, Hatovas Chaloim, numerous times. weekly, daily, used to make it many times. So the Stipler used to say, even though his brother-in-law, the Chazanish, said to ignore it, and Ach Shulchan also it says to ignore it, most Taneis, most Chaloim has come about because of an abundance of food. We eat a lot. So Mele, all these Macholim and all these things cause Daigen and cause all these Chaloimis. Even though the Biskrov used to make it, the Stipler said the Biskrov was not nervous about the Chaloim. He was nervous about the Eibishter. That he wasn't scared of Chaloimis. The only thing he was scared of was the Eibishter. The reason why he made Hatovas Chaloim so often is because he was scared of what's stated in the Gemara. The Gemara says that you make a Hatovas Chaloim. So he was scared not to Mekayim the Dina de Gemara. That's why he made Hatovas Chaloim. Als Dina de Gemara. Al Kaporim, that is the first Mechaba in Simen Dalet. In Sif Dalet Reish Peches. In Sif Hei Zog the Mechaba, Yesh Oymim She'en Lesayin Is Tanis Chaloim B'Shabbos. Ela Chaloim Sh'ruot Los Zimna. Unless you saw it three times. You don't do it on Shabbos. You don't know what's good or bad. There are three exceptions, Dr. Mechaba. On the tzad that you make a tanis chalom on Shabbos, there are three exceptions that even if you don't know what's good or what's bad. If someone sees a sefer Torah that's burnt, Dr. Mishbura, who adin tefillin sheyesh ben parshas, but not Nevi'im Iksuvim, and Dafka Nisraf, Lafuke, if it fell. So if you see actual burning of a Sefer Torah, you make a tainus, even on Shabbos. Oy Yom HaKippurim B'Shas Ne'ilah, meaning, if you see Yom Kippur B'Shas Ne'ilah in your fast. Oy Koiras Beisoy Oy Shein of Noifloy, Noshenoflu. This happens to be the two cases in the Gemara that Rava told Ba'ada, Koiras Beisoy Noflu. So before he paid him, he interpreted everything blah, blah, blah. Once he paid him, so then he said, "Kares beis enoflu" means good. It means that your business will extend. Bili gvulim, your real estate won't have any boundaries. But upon him, it's questionable if it's good or bad. Shein of shenoflu. Over there, the Gemara says it refers to Shenes apnimiyos. He said that bonov ubnoisov, his sons and daughters will die. Kachava, his wife died, the daughter of Avchizda, and his sons and his daughters. Shein of apnimiyos is referring to the daughters, Kokfud Bas Melech Pnimo, Shenis Achitzonis was referring to his sons. V'yesh oimim ha'roi yom kippurim afilu shloi b'shas nila, v'yesh oimim ha'roi shekore b'ter, v'yesh oimim ha'roi shenoi se'isha, v'hod ha'roi shenim shenofu daf kishinov. Then the Mechaba continues, and he says, v'nirli, sh'achaloi me'sha'omu b'ferk ha'roi yashem roim, gam aleim mis'ana b'shabes. So, l'maisi, yimis'ana b'shabes for all those that are mentioned in Perek Roya. Now, even though this is the halacha that's brought down the Shulchan Aruch, like we said, Bizman Hazeh, we ignore most dreams. The most you can do is a Hatovas Chaloim, or you say the Ribbono Shel Olam. When it comes to Birchas Kohanim, Regolim, or if you have an opportunity to hear Birchas Kohanim earlier, then that's how you mevatel and you make a Hatovas Chaloim. Now, the Mishmur also says, obviously, even if you fast on Shabbos, it has to be that it's an oinig. It's a greater oinig for you to fast than to not fast. He says that if you have a toothache, then obviously it's not a raya that you see a dream about your tooth falling out. That's because you're thinking about it during the day. We're talking about specifically where it's not hiru d'yoyma. Even without the reason that chalomis bizman hazeh hiru d'yoyma, Shabbos be'etzem is different. Like it says, the Mishabura brings over b'shem d'shloh. U'b'shem shloh kosvah achoinim. Sha'af be'elu shloisha, even those that Shulchan Aruch mentions, hoy rogel ala roiv lifsak shloi l'shanes b'shabbos, el is'ane shnei yomim b'choyol k'neged yom b'shabbos v'yom rishon sh'achrov. Even though usually you fast the day that you have the dream, and that's why it's even b'shabbos, and then you do it Sunday because of to make up for fasting on Shabbos, he's ok the shloh, even those that are mentioned, don't do it on Shabbos, but rather pick another 2 days. Why 2 days? One for what you would have done on Shabbos, and one for what you would have done on Sunday, because you fast on Shabbos. So you pick 2 days connected the fasting that you don't do on Shabbos. As I state in Shloh. So I, the Gemara says in Shulchan Aruch Paskins that you should do it b'yoyim that you dreamt it. But so the Achronim explain that being that you, since the Kabbalah Steinis took place on Shabbos, it's considered like a kiyum din of being mis'ana on the yoyim that it took place. You don't want to be mevatel the oinik Shabbos. So you're making the tainis another 2 days. That Kabbalah Gufa is like a tainus itself. That's a state in Shlo. So upon him, like we said, Bizman Azeh, we go with Pashas with the Yesh Oimrim, She'enless Anos, and even for those that are mentioned the Gemara, it's Yehuda the Yoima, especially after you learn the Gemara. Then they think about the Gemara, so it might also be Yehuda the Yoima.
And we're not too quick to fast on Shabbos, even though it's the Tzalokh of Shulchan Aruch, is to fast on Shabbos and to be Mesef Tainus L'Taniso.